AutoSketch is an online sketching tool. It's one that you can use straight away without creating an account and get stuck into with your students without all that rigmarole. If you do need to save any of the work that you're doing to be able to go back to it and work on it later, then that account creation will be necessary. The blank canvas that you're offered to get started, it's just a matter of click and start dragging to start creating your sketch. You are offered only a fairly limited range of brushes, so there's about 25, some different colours, some different thicknesses, which might seem really limiting, but I guess that in reality, if you were out in the field doing a sketch, then you'd be limited by the number of crayons in your tin. All the skill comes, I guess, from building up different layers, combining different colours to give different effects. So, pretty much like the real world. You do get an eraser tool, but that's pretty much it. Apart from the way in which AutoSketch actually generates your work, as you're doing that and you're adding the different brush strokes to your creation, AutoSketch is recording it so that later on, when you reload that sketch, what happens is that it regenerates all those brush strokes as a fast animated sequence. So it's easy to see how sketches were built up and constructed. That might be really useful for art teachers who are trying to illustrate to students the different elements and the different phases in constructing a particular work of art. So the classic thing is that in art lessons, I guess we often have to draw faces. That seems to be one of the fundamental things that I've noticed. Well, here's a way of actually showing how we can the different stages in making a face and how we put them together. So that particular element might be really useful. If you visit the gallery, you'll see that each creation can be loaded and viewed in that way. You can also get from them an embed code, which means you can place each AutoSketch onto another blog post or web page to be able to view later. It is flash based and didn't work too well through Postgres, so I couldn't give you an example in the blog post here. But that, of course, could be just my computer. That's pretty much it. I think the easiest thing is to get started and have a go and see how it works. And I'll provide you a video sequence on the blog post so you can see AutoSketch at work itself.